What we're ultimately chasing in life is dopamine, right? It's why when we make a to-do list, if we do something that wasn't on the list, we'll oftentimes write it down after and then cross it off. It's because we want that sense of success. And this allows you to feel that momentum. Because what happens for a lot of people is they feel like they're not winning, but they're failing to realize all the success they've had up to that point.
Welcome to the Reinventing Perspectives podcast, the place for new entrepreneurs who are driven by purpose, profit, and impact.
It's time to reinvent.
Welcome to Reinventing Perspectives. Today we have an amazing guest. I promised the audience that this season we are bringing the fire, we are bringing the heat, and today is no different. Today I've got Cody Aden, and Cody is here to help you out. Cody, please tell us, who are you and what's your mission?
Well, thank you so much for having me. As you mentioned, my name is Cody Aden. I'm an entrepreneur based out of Southern Utah in the United States. And I've really had an entrepreneurial spirit my whole life, starting as young as in second grade, starting a restaurant and gift shop out of my basement, to creating a movie theater. Ultimately, it's just always been something I've wanted to do. I started my first business when I was 19, and through all those trials and tribulations in life, I think it led me to where I am today and ultimately created the premise for the book. And I'm excited to share some of that with you guys today.
Thank you for joining us, Cody. I love to hear entrepreneurs who've always had entrepreneurial spirits. And then for our audience, some of us who haven't always had entrepreneurial spirits, what would you say, Cody? Do you feel the thing that you'd say is the number one skill that has sort of helped you to find success as an entrepreneur?
I think the most important thing in terms of defining success is that you have to understand that you define it for yourself, right? And so I think that what gets people into trouble is that they go after society's definition of success and whatever that means to them, be it money, prestige, power, right? However society's defined success for you. And I think that what's most important is that you take the time before you start your journey to really define that for yourself. Being an entrepreneur for you might just mean having the flexibility to work on the schedule that you want, or to be able to have time with your kids or your spouse or enjoy your weekends. And so I think that the most important trait is to, one, define it for yourself before you even begin, because you don't want to get stuck in a rat race that was never even your race to begin with.
Powerful words. You're running away from the rat race. Be careful that you don't create another rat race.
Absolutely. You may think that you're on this journey to freedom, but really you just become a prisoner of your own success.
I love that. Now, Cody has a book called Winning the Moment, a blueprint for a new mindset and focus. That a lot of people struggle with it. Maybe I'm just talking about myself, but I get the feeling I'm not the only one. We're sort of trying to like, well, what can I do to change my mindset? Like, you know, what routine can I have? What do other people do? I know that this mindset is not the right one, or it's a toxic mindset. It can be that extreme, or sure, it's just not getting me where I need to get to. And what do I do to change this mindset? So I'd love for you to start with that. How do we, first of all, win the moment? We'll go to the title of the book.
Winning the moment starts with defining what a win is for you. Because the problem is that everyone's on a different journey. And so with the ease of social media now, we can find ourselves comparing ourselves to others. But the problem is, we may be at the beginning of our race and they're in the middle of theirs, right? And so you're comparing yourself when you've just started to someone else who's already got a huge head start on you. And so I think the most important part of winning the moment is defining for you what a win is. That means if you're struggling with a bout of depression and you're not able to get out of bed in the morning, well, maybe getting out of bed for you, maybe that is a win, right? Just like for me, I used to be a perpetual snoozer. So me not hitting the snooze alarm on my alarm clock, that's a win for me, right? And so I want you to determine what are those things in your life that are roadblocks or stopping you from being the best version of yourself. And when you overcome that, that is now a win. It could even be as little as like, I'm only going to watch Netflix for an hour. And once that hour's up, then that's a win for you. So I don't want to get into the business of defining what wins are for other people, because I think it starts with defining it for yourself. So first and foremost is determining what a win is for you. And then my concept is really built on, I think there's about 10 good decisions you can make throughout a day. See, I've got my bracelets on right here if you're watching. And so every time that I get a win, I move a bracelet from one wrist to the other, because what we're ultimately chasing in life is dopamine, right? It's why when we make a to-do list, if we do something that wasn't on the list, we'll oftentimes write it down after and then cross it off. It's because we want that sense of success. And this allows you to feel that momentum, because what happens for a lot of people is they feel like they're not winning, but they're failing to realize all the success they've had up to that point. So a good example is I was just teaching a college class last week, and I asked all the students to raise their hand if they felt successful, knowing, because of the way that humans are engineered, that some of the people weren't going to raise their hands. And so one of the kids who didn't raise their hand, I said, was there a time you wanted to get into college? And he said, yes. I said, so by that definition, aren't you successful? You're doing this one thing that you pursued and you've accomplished it. So isn't that success? He said, yeah, it is. I said, the problem is now that you've done that, you're looking for the next thing. Well, the problem is the next thing will always be in front of you. You can never get to the next thing, because once you do, there'll be a new next thing. And so it's about bringing you present to the moment that you're in and feeling accomplished for the things that you're doing on a daily basis, because momentum will work in whichever direction you're going. So if you start building really positive momentum moving forward, that momentum will continue to spin that way. But negative momentum is just as strong and sometimes more powerful. And so you need something to stop that negative wheel and get it going in the right direction again.
Sounds so much like you're doing your own inner work, you know, by defining what the win means to you. A lot of times you just have sort of these lofty goals that, and if you really think about it, they don't really mean anything to you, which explains why we can't get moving in that direction. But when it's so personal and it's like you working on yourself, I love this concept of the win and winning the moment. I'm going to make us jump a little bit. The subtitle, A Blueprint for a New Mindset and Focus. The mindset and focus. As an entrepreneur, because our audience is new entrepreneurs, you're starting this new business journey. Maybe you've never been an entrepreneur before. Maybe you've been an employee before, and now you need a new mindset to make this thing work. You've got the passion, you've got the desire, you've got the ideas, but something is just not clicking, and I think it's the mindset.
Well, I think what you have to do is understand that it's a process, just like anything else in life, right? So like if you wanted to be more fit, you would have to go to the gym and eat right, and you couldn't go to the gym and eat right for a week, look down and say, well, what the heck? Like, where are my results, right? Because anything worth doing takes time, and your mind is the same way. I think we all consciously understand that you have to exercise your body, right? And fill your body with nutrients in order to be successful for your health. But your mind is no different. So you've got to exercise your mind in the same way that you exercise your body. So if you want to change your mindset, you've got to put in the work. And that could be in a plethora of different ways. It could be through meditations. It could be through podcasts. It could be through reading. Like someone listening to this podcast right now is exercising their mind because they're opening themselves up to new beliefs and concepts. And then they can take that and put it into practice. But I think that we need to make sure that we exercise our mind in the same way that we exercise the other parts of our body.
Understanding that it's a process, because oftentimes, you know, because of that dopamine hit, we want that instant thing.
Well, and everything today is so easy, right? You can get everything instantaneously now. So anything that takes time, as a society, we've really lost the value of compound interest, which is the most powerful asset that there is. If you continue to work on something for long enough, eventually, no matter what, you will be great at that thing. It's like Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers says it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert at anything. The problem is we want to be an expert after 100 hours. And then we get frustrated when we're not. But if you understand you got to 10x that effort, then you will absolutely get there. If you keep working on whatever it is that you're working on and don't stop, it's impossible to not arrive where you want to go.
Process and understanding the process. Now, what do you do when, okay, you started off, you're amped up, you're doing the right things, and then at some point, with the example of the gym, you look down and there's nothing, absolutely nothing has changed. Sure. It's 100 hours in and you need to do something to keep yourself going so you don't go back to the couch and stop moving.
Well, I think that's why it's so important to have a purpose, right? Because if you don't have a purpose and you haven't defined your why, it's easy to give up at a roadblock because you don't really have a reason to be doing it. So if like you're going to school because your parents want to, or you're trying to lose weight because your spouse wants you to, or it's some outside force that isn't yourself, then when you do hit that roadblock, you eventually will stop because you don't have a deeper purpose that's propelling you to that. So I think just like I said, you need to define success. You also need to determine what your purpose is, because if your habits are aligned with your purpose, then you won't stop when you hit a roadblock because you'll have a deeper reason to continue.
Power of purpose. Join our vibrant community. It's free. Signing up on our website at www.reinventingperspectives.com, you get exclusive access to our monthly review of best-selling business books. Our goal in this community is simple: supercharge our business knowledge and propel our businesses forward. Thank you for listening in. Let's dive back into our episode. Tell us a little bit about your story, Cody.
Sure. So I grew up in Wyoming, a pretty cold and boring state. My parents were teachers, and so I had a really, really great structure growing up as a kid, and I was really involved in sports. And that's ultimately where my passion for winning and losing evolved. And so much of my life today and so many of the principles that I use really came from that sports background. It's why when you look at the cover of the book, you can see the X's and O's, because really I learned the power of winning and losing through sports. And as I grew older, I really struggled in school. And so I knew that that just wasn't going to be the path for me. I just couldn't perform in the way that the school wanted me to, but I also knew that I needed to become educated. And so when I graduated high school, I made an effort to buy every book I could on whatever topic I was interested in. And so for me, it started with money, because my parents never really understood the foundations of money and the inner workings of it. And so all I knew is I didn't want to be like them, but I didn't really have a mentor or guide to show me how to use money to achieve my goals. And so I jumped into the financial books, and then I jumped into psychology books, and then I jumped into success and sports books. I fed myself with as much information as I could, which ultimately created my desire to be an author, because these incredible books that I read gave me such inspiration and direction, and I wanted to be able to give that back to the audience.
You knew that you wanted to get an education, but you knew that the formal way of education was not the right way for you, which I think a lot of people feel that way today.
Right.
And you went for passion first or need first?
Well, I would say that at the time, I thought it was both money, right? Because I didn't know what I know now back then, of course. And so I thought success was money, right? To me, that's what success looked like. And so that's really what I was after in the beginning of my adult life, was the pursuit of money, because I thought money equaled happiness. Now, as you have enough time and life experience, you learn, for some people that becomes the case their whole lives. But for me, I realized that there was so much more to it than that. But in the beginning, because that was something that was scarce, I didn't have a lot of, what I really wanted through money was peace of mind and comfort. Like, I wanted to know everything was going to be okay, right? And so I would say that I was pursuing that knowledge both out of a need and out of a purpose, because at that time, my purpose was money.
Or especially in new entrepreneurs, a lot of people can really connect with that, where it's like at the beginning, you think all you need, the solution you need is the money, and you just need to figure out how to get to the money. And you think that that's going to be the solving of everything. But I love that you said that was the first step, and which leads to other things. How did you learn to sort of take a lose gracefully? Because I think that's where a lot of times we fall down as new entrepreneurs, that we think absolutely. It's just going to be wins.
The title of the book is Winning the Moment, but I also talk a lot about losing, because losing is when you learn, right? You don't get much knowledge through wins. It's when you lose that you learn and you can make adjustments in life and grow. My dad was always a coach in my sports, and he didn't shelter me from like the truth. So if someone was better than me at that sport, then they played more than I did, right? If we lost the game, then we knew we won and lost and why we lost. And so now I've got my kids, my daughter's 9 and my son is 6. And when we play like board games at home, I don't ever let them win, because I need them to build their muscles for losing. Because what happens in society now is we try and protect our children from losses. But then what happens is when they become adults and they get into the professional world and they get their first criticism for their boss or their first emotion at work, then they're not built for that. And it breaks them, because they've never been experienced losses, because they've been sheltered from it for so long. And I believe in a lot of instances, the parents are sheltering their kids, not for their own sake, but for theirs, right? Because it's hard to see your kid lose. So just at soccer practice Friday, we always have a scrimmage at the end of practice. And my son's team lost, and he was devastated, and he didn't want to play, and he wanted to quit. And I had to have this exact same conversation with him, but I won't let him do that, because I want him to learn that losses are how we build strength and character. And so know when you go into a business, you're going to have way more losses than wins, and just in life in general, right? Our losses are going to outnumber our wins, but that's what's allow us to grow and proceed and have more knowledge, because when you lose, it creates time for introspection.
I actually felt terrible when you're saying that, because I'm that parent that will kind of be like, you know, they're kind of losing. Maybe I should just...
Yeah.
Okay, I should just let them win, just so that this can be like a happy end to a board game.
And my wife always says, like, let them win, but I won't let them, because... And, you know, they've gotten better, right? Like the first time they lost, and guess who? It was a huge fit. And now they're getting better at that. And they still have their moments of weakness where they react in that way. But I'm certainly not going to shelter it from them. And I also want them to understand why a win feels so good. Winning is supposed to be difficult. And so you should have trials and tribulations to get to that, so you can have that sense of euphoria when you get it. Because if winning was easy and happened all the time, it would lose its luster.
I need a little bit more of that in me. And even it's adults hard, shelter each other from losing too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You don't tell your friends, like, when you know that they're doing something they shouldn't do or they're not serving their purpose. We just keep our mouth shut, because we don't want to upset them, right? We've become so soft overall as a society. And what's interesting is I live in the United States and you live in Australia, but the dynamics are the same, right? Because they're human dynamics. Especially being a parent, I can so much relate to that because it's hard. It's hard to watch them lose. And like my son in basketball had a moment where he kind of had like a little bit of a breakdown during a game and he didn't want to play anymore. And I don't know what caused him to feel that way or to react that way. And he wanted to quit. And it would have been so much easier to allow him to quit, right? But I made him continue, and then he ended up getting back in the games and finding joy, and we went to the championship, and that was such a good experience for him to learn, like, okay, this thing was really scary and challenging, but I worked my way through it. Now he knows he has that ability to overcome difficulties.
If you could tell us, Cody, like, what has been sort of the biggest challenge, whether it's a mindset challenge, an entrepreneurship, or just a focus challenge as you sort of build your businesses up?
I think one of the hardest things about being an entrepreneur is that it's all on you, you know? And so you've ultimately got to create all the success, be it through marketing and through operations and through what you're creating. So it's challenging and it ultimately falls back on your shoulders. And you also need a long runway. You know, you've got to put yourself in a position where you can have the opportunity to withstand the ups and downs of business because it's so challenging in the beginning. Even like my company that I operate right now today, Viber Management, which is the third company that I've started in my life. We are a hospitality business. And so when COVID hit, we were devastated. And we got down to a point where we only had, because all of our clients had to let us go because they certainly couldn't afford their management company during a time like that. And we ended up working for them for free in hopes that once COVID like went its way through that they'd be able to hire us back. But we got to a point that we had $11.37 in our checking account. We were at like a precipice of like, man, are we going to make it or not? This was 2 years into the business for us. And we had started doing branding and building websites and things like that for properties in the hospitality business. And what we realized is that that skill set transcends industries. We started pitching non-hospitality businesses and ended up securing a contract to do that exact same thing for a Hawaiian skincare line. And so had we not been flexible to pivot and been able to see into the areas that we needed to go, we wouldn't have made it. And so we had to be willing to make that pivot. And ultimately that Hawaiian skincare line, that contract is what kept us in business. And without that, Vibrant wouldn't exist today. And we're going to celebrate our 5 years in business here in 2 days.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's amazing. You have this idea and you're so fixed on it. You really want to do this. And, you know, you feel like this is exactly what you want to do. So that point where you have to pivot for the survival of the business, I can imagine what a tough decision and a tough period that is. Now, what would you say in hindsight, in terms of what would have made it easier for you? Or how do you think you made it difficult for yourselves as a team?
I think the thing that I've learned now, so we just recently invested in EOS, which is Entrepreneurial Operating System. And so it's like a process of running your business. And we have a business coach who helps us through that process. And part of that is really kind of the things I shared in the beginning. So like we defined our niche for our company. We set 1 year, 3 year, and 10 year targets. And then from those, we distill them down into quarterly rocks. So like, what are the most important tasks we need to work on in the next 90 days? And what's amazing is we started our business knowing like what it was going to be, but without intention. The whole team didn't know what we're working towards. We didn't even necessarily know what we're working towards. We didn't have the procedures in place. We just kind of went to work every day and did our best, which is better than nothing. But certainly we could have been so much more effective had we outlined all of that in the beginning. And so I think my advice to all the young entrepreneurs out there, and those books are available, right? So you can go buy Traction and Rocket Fuel and How to Be a Great Boss, and you can just teach yourself all that information. But I think build that foundation first. So that way, when you hit those roadblocks and those pivot points, you've got a foundation as a guiding post. So you're not just trying to recreate the wheel every time you run into an obstacle.
Yeah, so powerful. Thanks for sharing that, Cody. I love that you mentioned a few books. What is your ultimate number one? I know you've read a lot of books. If you were to say like, this is, if it's possible.
Oh yeah, and I already know it. It's The Alchemist. The Alchemist is my all-time favorite book. It's written by Paulicello. It's written as a story. It's a fiction book, but I absolutely love it. It talks about the universe and about intention. And that's really like what kind of started me on that journey. And it's still to this day my absolute favorite book. My second favorite book is Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And I already kind of touched on that a little bit because that really opened my mind to understand that anyone can achieve anything as long as you put in the time and work to do so.
Thank you so much for this, Cody. I'm so excited for this book, Winning the Moment, A Blueprint for a New Mindset and Focus. Now, before you go, I have to ask you the one thing that kind of shifted everything for you as an entrepreneur? Because I know sometimes in the beginning we're kind of fumbling, we're trying to figure out where do we fit, where do we do greatest, how do we get things moving. And if you say like, wow, this is the point where things changed for me, I don't know if you remember that point.
I think there's two things. As far as the skill goes, it's just work ethic, because no matter what, I'm not going to be outworked. If you and I are standing next to each other at a sales event, even if you're the best salesperson I've ever met, I will not let you beat me, right? So work ethic and competition. Like, I will grind, I will do whatever it takes to be successful, because it's something that I desire so deeply. And whatever that realm is, whatever we're doing at that time, even if it's, you know, youth soccer. So like I talked about my son playing soccer, he's 6 years old, and we won our game yesterday 16-1, because if I'm going to coach a team, I want that team to be the best that they can possibly be, right? So drive and work ethic. And I think that if you're talking about like a shift, when things shifted for me, that's really mindset driven. So believing you can do more, right? So I talked about how in the beginning, really my focus was about like comfort and stability, because that's what I wanted to replace from my childhood that was missing. But what I realized is that everything that I wanted in life, I always achieved. I just never wanted that much. And so as soon as I changed my mindset to say like, I'm worth more, I want more, then all of these incredible things happen. You know, I'm sitting here in my dream home right now. My wife and kids are in the backyard swimming in our pool. And all of that happened from changing my mindset to believe that I can and do deserve more. Because if anything, I changed that mindset in 2020. And so my habits were arguably worse than they'd been in years previous. But I opened up my mind to the universe to say like, I'm ready and willing to accept more. And through doing that, it opened up so many incredible doors.
I love that work ethic and hard work and just that mindset that you do deserve more. You say your habits were bad.
Yeah, because what happened is I allowed myself to be a victim for a little bit. So I had like built this incredible habit-based system in 2019. That was really the premise for the book. I created this spreadsheet to manage all the things that were important to me. And I was killing it leading up until March of 2020. And then when COVID happened, I allowed myself to be a victim for a while, you know, and let all my good habits go down the drain. Because the thing is, momentum can be stopped so quickly. Through one day of bad habits becomes 4 days, becomes a week, becomes a month. And before you know it, 6 months down the road, and you're like, oh man, I haven't done anything in 6 months. I haven't read, I haven't been at the gym. I haven't done any of those things that are important to me. And so I really did allow my habits to kind of fall off the wayside. And that's what started winning the moment, as I realized like I need something to bring the principles of successful habits to life. And that's where I came up with the idea of the bracelet. So I'm wearing them with me every single day as a visual reminder. And so yeah, my habits definitely, now to say my habits were bad, maybe that's a stretch, because it really depends on what people deem as good and bad. But for the way that I'd been living my life, I'd kind of relaxed on those habits and let myself kind of get into a bad rhythm. But because I'd opened my mindset and focus to a new belief system, I still was able to have all this tremendous success. And so now that I've compounded these good habits with that same mindset, it's been really unbelievable that I've been able to achieve.
Momentum can be stopped in an instant.
Yeah.
Wow. But it takes a while to build momentum.
That's why it's so hard.
Wow. This is an amazing conversation, Cody. I'm so grateful that you've come on the podcast. Where can people learn a little bit more about you?
You can get the most of like a similar message like I'm sharing today would be on Instagram. So just Cody_Aident. And then I'm also on LinkedIn. And then I've got my website, CodyAident.com. Ultimately, if you even just type that into Google, it's probably going to pull me up. But I'd say the best platform to go to is Instagram. And then if you go to CodyAident.com, you can buy my book there. You can also buy the bracelets. But what I always say for people is, if you have a platform that you prefer to buy your books on, be it Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Target, wherever, buy it there. If that's the way you like to buy it anyway, is awesome. If you do buy it for me on my website, I'll sign it for you before I send you the copy. But ultimately, any way that you can support me is greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much for that, Cody. I think we need to have another conversation again, because the audience is going to love this and we're going to need to dig a little bit more so we can learn a little bit more from you. So thank you for that.
I'd be happy to be back on whenever you need me.
Thanks for that, Cody. Now, my last question to all my guests is always, what has faith meant to you on your journey?
So that's an interesting one for me, because I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in the universe. So for me, I dictate my faith to the faith in the universe. And what I believe is that the universe, and that's just my word, right? But that could be anything. It could be God. It could be whatever it is that you believe in. The universe wants the best for all of us. If you are intentional in what you want, the universe will create ways for you to achieve that. The problem is, you say that you want to be this or you want to be that, and the universe provides you an opportunity to do so, and you neglect it, the universe will then stop doing that thing for you because it knows, like, for example, if I said I want to be an author and I get an opportunity to write a book and I say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the work. The universe is going to stop giving me opportunities to do that because I've shown through my actions it's not really what I want. So I believe if you live intentionally, the universe will give you anything that you desire as long as you follow the signs and put in the work to achieve it.
Thank you for that powerful message. It's so important. Well, for us in our audience, for people of faith, faith without works is dead. If you're just going to be believing and you're not going to do anything about it, it doesn't help at all. It means absolutely nothing. So Right. Wow, thank you for that. Move for people who are just like, oh, I'm believing. You've got to do the work. You got to have that absolutely. Work ethic that Cody's talking about. And thank you very much. We look forward to winning the moment. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. It flew by.
Now it's your time to shine. Let's execute. Thank you again for listening in and see you again next week. It's time to reinvent.